Today in Science from Wired.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone was wrong about why cats purr. Cats purr when they're happy and kittens purr so their mothers can find them. But it turns out purring may be more like a snore than a smile. By Jorge Garay. Feline researchers have long believed that purring is produced by voluntary muscle contractions, but a new report indicates that this vibration in the larynx of cats may be explained by the myoelastic aerodynamic theory of phonation. Studies on the complex action that produces a unique vibration in the larynx of cats, known as purring to most of us, have taken an important turn. It turns out that the biomechanics of the sounds emitted by domestic cats when they feel comfortable or stressed may be closer to a snore than a voluntary muscle spasm. New research published in Current Biology suggests that connective tissue masses are embedded in the vocal folds of the larynges of domestic cats. These may allow felines to produce self-sustained low-frequency oscillations without neural input or muscular contractions. The researchers found that anatomical adaptations, the pads of tissue in the vocal fold, respond to air entering the lungs. What is a purr, really? Voluntary muscle contractions were thought to cause the vibration component of purring. A contraction is initiated when the nervous system generates a signal that travels through a motor neuron to a neuromuscular junction. Once there, it releases a chemical message that tenses the fibers and triggers a movement. The authors of the new study suggest that purring instead results from the laryngeal pads of cats. This is in keeping with the myoelastic aerodynamic theory, which states that vocal fold oscillation is produced as a result of asymmetric forcing functions over closing and opening portions of the glottal cycle. The team argues that the flow of air entering and leaving the lungs activates the vibrations of the vocal cords, producing sound like that of a human's voice and characteristic sounds in animals. To test this, the scientists experimented with 8 laryngeal that had been removed from domestic cats. All had been humanely euthanized when diagnosed with terminal illnesses. Their phonetic systems were housed in vertical tubes that supplied warm, moist air similar to the air that enters the body when breathing. The researchers were able to elicit the low-frequency phonation characteristic of purring without neural stimulation. The study does not rule out the possibility that muscle contractions play a part in purring, but the team argues that there is insufficient evidence to conclude that it's the sole cause of purring. Instead, the research indicates that air dynamics may trigger the vibration mechanism. Why do cats purr? Cats purr their entire lives, beginning when they are kittens. Science has not yet fully understood why they purr in every circumstance, but biologists, veterinarians, and animal scientists have reached some general conclusions. Kittens purr so their mothers can find them. Purring encourages the healing of wounds. Purring produces serotonin, which is why it is often compared to human smiles. Domesticated cats don't only purr when they are content, they also purr when they are stressed. The article's conclusions have sparked some controversy. Biomechanical engineers interviewed by Science claim that the experiment was limited to verifying the functioning of the larynx in isolation without taking into account the complex systems of a living cat, which they feel represents a significant oversight. Scientist David Rice, for instance, compared the research to removing the mouthpiece of a wind instrument and then analyzing the noise it produces independently from the context of that instrument. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.